we're totally and absolutely thrilled and ecstatic to have our street back. It's just wonderful news. You know, there were times we were despairing and thought it would never happen, but it has. And, you know, it's through the help of yourselves in Ocean FM, and I'd like to thank yourself, Catherine and Niall, and the whole team there. You kept it in the forefront of the headlines, and that played a huge part in getting it eventually opened. So I'm grateful for that, and thank you.
It was meant to only take, though, 4 weeks, Roselyn, and it took nearly 9 months, really.
It did, yes.
I suppose, like, do questions not need to be asked at the same time as to why this took so long? And it did really, I understand, affect your business and many others along the street.
Oh, absolutely. Every business in the street was decimated, you know. I mean, you know, you had traffic jams, you had buses getting stuck, you had lorries getting stuck. It was just a nightmare. And the whole thing has been a really bad experience. But I suppose, like everything, we'll put it behind us. And yes, there are certainly questions to be asked. I mean, that a street can be closed off for that length of time because of dangerous buildings. I think the council really needs to take a look at the whole of Sligo town and look at all the dangerous buildings and see what can be done and be proactive about it, not waiting for, you know, until it's actually crumbling down onto the street. I don't think that's any way to go forward. And I'm sure there will be lessons to be learned from it. And I hope that, like, that buildings have been there for 18 years, not just 9 months. 9 months the street was closed from once they became really dangerous. But I mean, it was evident for long years before that that's where it was going to end up. So, yeah, there is, of course, questions to be asked, and hopefully it won't happen anywhere else in Sligo again, and that the council will do an assessment of all the buildings. There are quite a number of other buildings in different parts of the town that are, in fact, there's another one across the street in High Street as well, two houses that are, the roofs are ready to come off, and I can't understand how they're not being dealt with as well. And that's in High Street alone. I don't even have to leave the street to see this situation arising again. I'd just like to thank all our customers and the general public for their patience and tolerance with the street being closed for so long, and really want to welcome our customers back to Live View.